Taurus, this is your June horoscope for 2021. Taurus, my love, your ruler Venus is active and busy from the get-go. Venus enters Cancer on June 2nd. Venus in Cancer represents the embracing of the self and anything that reminds us of compassionate and unconditional love, but first and foremost to self. Okay. On June 3rd, Venus in Cancer immediately creates a trine to Jupiter in Pisces. The reason that I'm giving you these 2 days kind of together is that the connection between Venus in Cancer and Jupiter in Pisces creates a loving, compassionate, and healing energy. Cancer for you is in the third house of communication, short distance travel, relationship with siblings, relationship with people who have been like adopted siblings, right? So like those best friends or cousins, anyone that is that close to you. But it also represents the way we talk to ourselves and the way we perceive the world. We have to go back a little bit to understand Cancer's role this year as opposed to Cancer's role last year. Cancer last year was receiving all of the hardcore opposition from Capricorn energy. We had the South Node, Pluto, Saturn in Capricorn last year, creating all the stuff that it created. So all of Cancer energy, because it's 180 degrees from Capricorn, was receiving the brunt of it. So for you, this could have manifested in you having really high expectations of yourself, you expecting yourself to have things figured out in a way that was going to somehow set you up for 2021. And then you finally got so tired that you decided, you know what? I'm surrendering to this point in time. I'm going to allow things to just unfold because I am tired. That's what has transpired in a nutshell, in a very, very short review of Cancer energy over the last year. And now you are in the space that ideally, you are much, much kinder towards yourself. Your words are much kinder towards others as well. Your love and compassion are something that you practice a lot more with yourself. If for some reason you are not there, this month and Venus, your ruler, entering Cancer right off the bat in June, as we head towards an eclipse in Gemini, which is the sign of communication, I highly suggest that you really lean into the narrative that's going on in your head and seeing if that narrative is conducive to growth and love, or if it's something that you are carrying from family history. Cancer represents family. And sometimes the narrative that we carry in our head about ourselves isn't even us. It's a conditioned narrative. So it's important for you to pay attention to the narrative, cognitive breakthrough that is possible for you this month if you observe your thoughts and you observe the things that you say to others. Because whenever we communicate to others, our expectations, our upsets, really anything, it's really saying much more about us than it is about them. Okay, so that is the first week of June, which has a lot of healing potential, but it's going to require that you are mindful of your communication throughout the month. All right, week of June 7th is a really interesting week because on June 10th, we have the solar eclipse in Gemini, which for you is in your second house of money, self-esteem, the money that you earn on your own versus the money that is earned with someone else. So just your money, how you earn it. And with a new moon eclipse in there, this is about certain opportunities unfolding for you that you have been kind of thinking about, you've kind of been working on here and there. But the reason that you haven't fully leaned into this new money-making opportunity is because you've lacked confidence. The second house, where it has to do about money, it has to do about value, it has to do about worth, says everything about how we value and believe that we are worth, how we value ourselves and our belief of our worth, where that comes from. Because this is Gemini, you're being asked to not think about things too much and to just, this sounds easier said than done, to just change the narrative. And here's why. Because again, this isn't something that you've just been thinking about just now. This is something that I'm sure you have been thinking about since that full moon in Scorpio of April 27th. So the narrative, the belief system, your worth, and leaning into something completely new have to do with you letting go of an old part of yourself and stepping into this new part that is asking you to elevate not only your level of consciousness, but your way of living and the belief that these things are actually possible for you. It's so interesting how Taurus doesn't do well with change. And yet, they're one of the signs that have the potential to do the best with change. Because if you just lean into change, if you just actually take the step towards change, once you're in that new lane, your relentlessness, your ability to commit allows you to create anything you envision. So it's really important that with this new moon eclipse, you envision the life that you want to have, allow the cosmos to show you how you can get there, and you lean into change because it's going to require that you change, okay? And the reason for that is that on June 14th, we have the second square between Saturn in Aquarius and Uranus in Taurus. Uranus over your sign is saying, Taurus, how you used to do things, how you used to run your life will no longer be, my love. And Saturn in Aquarius is in your 10th house of career. The cosmos are screaming. They're screaming at Taurus. They're saying, Taurus, you're headed in a new direction when it comes to career, but my love, you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to move, and you have to understand that the way that you've done things all along will no longer work. And here's the thing. If you lean into change, if you lean into something new, especially when it comes to career, you don't have to do things the hard way. Taurus, in its ability to be extremely self-reliant, does not like to ask for help. And sometimes that makes things a lot more difficult for them than they have to be. And here's what Taurus says. Well, if it's difficult, then it's difficult. That's the way I do it. And that's the way I am. And I can handle it. I can handle difficult. Okay. On the one hand, sure. To each their own. You want to do things the difficult way? No one's going to stop you, right? But on the other, you have to understand that that's a defense mechanism. This inability to not only not ask for help, but to not even be open to a different perspective that can ease your life is a defense mechanism that tells us that you do not trust the people around you. That's something to look at. And the thing is that with Uranus transiting over your sun sign, you're going to have to look at it. And you're going to have to lean into change. If this has nothing to do with work, if this has more to do with relationships, understand that this could represent a time in which you're really asked, when are you going to get married? When are you going to move into the next step with your partner? What's going to happen? This also represents the cosmos asking you to keep an open mind as to who you date. If you're the type of person that only dates people who are a certain height, who are a certain weight, who look a certain way, have a certain hair color, the cosmos are urging you to change that. Because in change, in variety, in a different perspective towards life is how you become liberated, how you grow, and how you evolve. Okay? So the week of May 21st has us, actually on June 20th, we have the summer solstice. Summer solstice, at least here in the Northern Hemisphere. And anytime that we have a summer solstice, it means that the sun is starting Cancer season. Cancer for you, again, is where Venus and Mars have been the first half of June. Okay. This is about starting a new cycle in terms of how you think. And whatever the eclipse brings up, whatever that connection between the sun and Mercury during its retrograde period comes up, whatever those downloads, those aha moments are, the summer solstice, really, from June till September, are a time in which you can become accustomed to a new way of thinking, become accustomed to keeping an open mind, to doing things differently that feel different from how you've done them before. Look, Cancer and Taurus are two energies that get along really well. They're both homey, they like comfort, they like safe spaces. So understand that you can trust yourself to think in a different way, to approach life in a different way. You just have to be willing to take that leap of faith, okay? Now, finally, week of June 28th, not much is happening there. And so really the last aspect of the month, which is pretty significant, is that of June 30th, in which the moon is transiting Pisces and it conjuncts Neptune in Pisces. Pisces for you is your sector of your house, the 11th house of community, higher aspirations, being a part of something greater, a larger group. So through connecting with other people, through opening your mind up to connecting with different types of people, you can reach certain goals that you perhaps thought were unattainable before. Look, I'm giving you what's happening in June. Don't expect for all of these things to come to fruition in June, because chances are they're not. We are in eclipse season. We are going to have a new moon, a solar eclipse in Gemini that fully unfolds by the end of the year. What I am saying is that all of the energy happening this month is really to plant the seeds of something you want to come to fruition by June. It's going to require that you heal the communication with yourself, that you heal the communication with other, and that you really get out of your own way, because otherwise you're going to keep yourself stuck in your stubbornness. Okay, I hope this is helpful. May you enjoy this and come back to this throughout the month, and catch me on the day to day on Consciousness Circle so that you can listen as I delve in much more detail into all of these aspects and many, many more. Have a great month.